AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A crowded fishing boat that one survivor said carried 700 migrants capsized overnight north of Libya. 24 people are confirmed dead. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports smugglers are notorious for using vessels that are too small.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats, so they've used cargo, container ships. Whatever they can get their hands on, they shove them, they overload them with as many refugees as they can.
Italy's premier says a total of 18 ships, including nearby commercial vessels pressed into service, were helping in the search mission. A wildfire is still burning near a dam in Southern California, but an evacuation order has been lifted for about 300 homes. CAL FIRE's Mike Moeller says the weather is cooperating and crews are making progress.
15% containment. We still have a long way to go. And again, access is definitely hampering the firefight at this point.
He spoke to KNBC. Because of smoke, people in the area are being told to stay indoors. Residents of a Colorado neighborhood are being asked to stay inside their homes because of heavy smoke from a fire. Crews are using excavators to take apart a 100-foot pile of scrap at American Iron and Metal in Pueblo, Colorado. On the campaign trail, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is thinking about challenging Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race for president.
I believe that if you have the executive experience, the ideas that can serve our nation well, and the ability to govern, you should offer your candidacy and then let the people decide.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. So was Republican candidate Marco Rubio, who says he would do better as president than Hillary Clinton.
I believe a Clinton presidency it would basically be another 4 years of Barack Obama.
United Airlines stopped a prominent security researcher, Chris Roberts, from boarding a California-bound flight after Roberts posted days earlier on social media a suggestion the airline's onboard system could be hacked. This is AP Radio News. Huge demand for some Lilly Pulitzer-designed clothing overwhelmed Target online. Many people went the brick-and-mortar route and bought the clothes in-store. There were long lines early this morning at Target stores, and Emma Anderson says it was worth all the effort to buy some of the Lilly Pulitzer collection.
I believe a Clinton presidency.
The prints are really classic. They work on everyone, and I think the lower prices are really appealing to everyone at Target.
A Target spokesman says the website did not crash, but they had to take steps to manage the site due to overwhelming traffic. A couple in Georgia, Angela Collins and Margaret Elizabeth Hansen, are suing a sperm bank after they found out details about the donor. 7 years after the birth of their son, the couple claims they found out their donor is schizophrenic, dropped out of college, and had been arrested for burglary. The suit says the sperm bank claimed the donor was a man with an IQ of 160 with a master's degree. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.